approach. Talk real quick about the locker room.
Just, you know, you don't want to get too high on things. It's tough when you're 2-0.
Well, I hope we're not thinking we've done enough. It's first of four, and I think we've played okay in the first couple games. I think we did enough to win. We turned it on at the right times. We scored on the power play. We killed some penalties, but I think we can play better. And we should expect to play, have to play better, because you know, they're going to kind of rally around the fact they've been an excellent road team this year, and that's the truth. So they come in here with some belief that they can win on the road, just like they did in the last round, when maybe Grand Rapids had the advantage. So we should have some edge to our approach, and that's what I expect to get.
Can you expand a little on the power play and the special teams in general? I know you've talked a lot about it lately, but wow.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. You know, it's power play, got to make plays. I think it's about taking what's available. We have an extra player, so there's going to be some options, and it's about reading what they're taking away and then using what they're not. And I think we're doing a good job of recognizing that. And then the other part of it is the guys got to come through. They got to make the plays, and they are. And then the finishing has been there. So, and I guess the thing that's positive for us is this is not just a 2-week thing or a 3-week thing. This has been going on for a couple months. So we just got to keep going. Penalty kill. Really happy. I think it's gotten better as the year's gone on. Maybe the numbers didn't say that in the second half, but we thought we're moving in the right direction. And we've done a good job, you know, in the most important time of year so far. So obviously that we got to keep that going too.
Do you try not to tinker too much, knowing you guys are 5-0 in the playoffs, everything's been going right for you guys?
It's not about worrying about tinkering. It's more so we have to be prepared for anything and expect their best game, and so we have to always be looking for ways to get better, and so we'll do that. Doesn't mean we'll necessarily change something, but we got to be prepared to change things if according to how they adjust. So but that's fun. It's a good challenge for our group and for the coaching staff too, and we embrace it.
Is this a different mindset right now? You came in as a fourth seed, and now you are where you are. Is it a little different gameplay?
Not really. I think we have had great belief in this group the entire year. Even in the beginning of the year, I think we felt we had a good enough team, good players. Just a matter of learning, you know, how to win, and learning how to win when you're not at your best, or you're not even when you're not great. And I think we've done that. And so as we kind of put a pretty good run together in the second half, I think no one in the room would have been surprised that we could win around and be making some noise deep here. So I don't think it changes. We kind of expect to be doing what we're doing.
Manitoba's taken a significantly less amount of penalties against you guys as you just did in the first round. Mm-hmm. Is that something you're expecting to change, or is it?
I just think it's a different series. It's still physical, but I think guys are, you know, we're under control. And for the most part, they are too. And you just can't take a bunch of penalties, especially undisciplined ones, in the playoffs and expect to win. So, you know, we can't control them, but we just control us.
What's made D. Domenico so productive for you, even dating back to the regular season, kind of posting some career numbers?
Yeah, so. He makes plays. He wants the responsibility of having the puck on his blade. And, you know, he's got that sixth sense he can put under his stick. And he's really good at protecting the puck also. He gives himself an extra half second. He's not the most beautiful skater, but he does put himself in good situations to make plays, and he's been a big part of our power play having the success it's had.
Are you expecting the goals to come for him? Because it seems like every game he hits the post.
Di Domenico?
Yeah.
He's scoring. He could score more, but as long as he's getting good chances, and I mean, the thing is, he needs to continue to be a threat. So that he can make those extra passes that he does make. If he's not a threat to score himself, then those passing lanes will dry up. So he needs to have both sides of his game.
You've been getting a lot of production from actual suspects, Di Domenico, Franz, and Clendenning. Do you feel like you need more from some other players, or you feel comfortable riding those guys?
Well, I think we feel we can produce more 5-on-5. I think we have been an excellent 5-on-5 team all season. I think we have created a little more the last few games. So, I mean, as long as we continue to give ourselves positive shifts in the offensive zone, create momentum, we feel the goals will come. And sometimes that's a matter of playing well 5-on-5, creating a power play, and then scoring the power play. And that's okay too. We're not going to be picky about where the goals come from.
Coach, are you using the kind of the step on the throat or kick them when they're down mentality at all right now? How important is it to finish them now when you got them down?
Well, I just think we have to treat every game like it's life or death. You know, whether you're down 3-0 or up 3-0 or whatever it may be, it's tomorrow's a totally new animal as far as, you know, yeah, I don't think the momentum is an issue as far as, you know, if they win that game, then it's a different series. If we win the game, it's a different series. But that was the case in game one, too. So I don't want to put too much urgency on it, but just like game one, whether we won or lost that game, it wasn't the end of the world either. So that's the way we have to approach each game.
You coached against Aitzel when you had that big season in 2016-17 yep. over there. What did you know about him as a player over there, and has your opinion of him changed, or how is he developing?
I wouldn't say my opinion has changed. He looked over there like a guy who could make a difference offensively. He's got some outstanding offensive qualities. He's got an excellent shot, excellent one-timer. And he's just sort of continued to develop. He had a very nice season in the top league this year, and that wasn't a surprise. And then, you know, I'm not surprised that he's been able to produce for us here. I just think it's about getting up to speed and increasing his pace of play. And if he does that, he's going to get even more offensive opportunities, I feel. And he's, obviously, he's contributing already, but I think there's more to give.
What's Colin Delia's importance been to this team, the way he's been playing?
Yeah, it's been good. He's been calm back there. He looks under control. That's I think for a team like ours, we're not giving up a ton of shots, but you know, the quality is sometimes is there. So he's been able to come up with big saves at key times, and that allows us to be opportunistic ourselves. And so yeah, he's been very good.
The team's just given up 3 goals in these 2 games. What's been working for you guys defensively?
Well, I think, first of all, defensively, we want to have the puck. And if you're controlling the puck, if you're holding the puck, if you're 200 feet from your own net, then you're going to be pretty good defensively. So that's where it starts. And then, you know, I think special teams is a big part of it. We've been very good killing penalties. And, you know, Delia's made some saves for us, too. And I think we're not totally satisfied with our defensive play. I think we can give up less, and I think we will give up less.
You said before you left how big the first goal is. Manitoba scored the first goal of the first 2 games. How do you think your guys have been able to overcome that and not get too down on that?
Yeah, I think that's to win in the playoffs, you just got to keep playing. And it sort of goes back to what we're talking about, you know, is game 3, you know, we got them on the ropes, you know, step on their throat type thing. You know, we just keep playing. Don't get too high, don't get too low. Okay, we have a two game lead, but that really doesn't matter. We got to get to 4. Who's going to be the best over 7 games? And so we're just going to keep playing the same way. There's always adjustments you can make, but whether they score first or we score first, we just keep playing for 60 minutes, and then we add it up at the end. And I think that's what we did a good job of there. Wasn't the start we wanted both nights, but we just weathered the storm and we were patient and composed, and we score on the power play and just feel we'll come through eventually.
Obviously, being up 2-0 is a good spot to be, but is there anything that they're doing that's still giving you issues?
Well, I think we give up too much. They've done a good job at times in transition. They have some active D who want to jump in to the play. So that's something we can be aware of. I think we can sort better defensively. They've had some opportunities. Their first goal on Saturday was a perfect example of that. So it's good. We have things to push on, and we feel we're not at our best. So I think that's nice to grab the attention of the group.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Beth. Thank you.
See you guys.